Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw 3 long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are 2 small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
I'm Tony.
And I'm Jack.
And you're listening to
The Confessionals. So, Tony, you're about to interview Steve Quayle. What are you going to talk to him about?
Oh, man, you're giving away my secrets. Yeah. So I'm about to sit down with Steve Quayle and talk to him probably about anything under the sun. The guy is a wealth of information. So I think I'm going to start him off on UAP disclosure because it's a hot topic. It's current event stuff. And we're just going to evolve from there. I imagine somehow we'll get on topic of Nephilim, giants, and who knows what else. But definitely looking forward to that. And I'm definitely looking forward to people to hear the episode we have for them today. This is a members episode. And so if anybody is listening on the member episode preview, they can go ahead to theconfessionalspodcast.com and hit the join button to become a member to listen to the full episode. But today we have, who is it? Jay Woodward.
Jay Woodward from Woodward TV on YouTube.
That's right.
And yes. Speaking of UAP UFO disclosure, like you said with Steve Quayle, that's actually what you and Jay talked about, as well as everything that he's covered on his channel, from the Epstein files to Nephilim, anything in between. That was what you guys talked about. So that's today's episode.
And it's going to be a good conversation. We did 2 recordings with Jay. This one is a members episode, and then Jay's other episode will be on the main channel for the public, but I'm not sure when that's going to release. It'll probably be a few months from now. But
correct.
We did do 2 recordings with Jay. This is going to be an awesome recording. He's awesome. He's been around a long time. His channel is, I think, over nearly 500,000 subscribers. And I used to listen to him while I drove truck. That's how long ago he's been doing this. Him and I started right around the same time, and he's been killing it. So I really hope people enjoy the conversation.
I think you will. So without further ado, let's get to Jay Woodward right now.
All right, we're in here in the studio with Jay Woodward. How you doing, man?
Good, great. Be here.
I'm glad you're here. We just got done recording. I think it was probably nearly 2 hours of a conversation. And I wanted to record with you again because, you know, there's a lot of people who have things to say. And you're somebody that, like I just said before we started recording, you're like an encyclopedia. It's crazy. Like, it's like a Google search engine. It's like, what do I want to learn about today?
and I'll just type in on your YouTube channel, Jay Woodward or Woodward TV, what I want. And you have it. Like you've talked about it somewhere.
Yeah.
It's wild. But yeah, anybody listening right now, they can check you out. Woodward TV on YouTube, nearly 500,000 subscribers. And hopefully you're hitting a million by the end of the year. That's my goal is for you. So,
we're hoping that, yeah, definitely.
Have you noticed a change in YouTube over the years? I mean, you started it nearly 10 years ago. Has there been a change for you in how you grow on YouTube over the years as the algorithm was introduced and how the algorithm changes? Because a lot of people blame the algorithm for a lot of things, you know? Like they say the algorithm changed and that's why, you know, they're not having as much success as they once had and stuff. Have you ever experienced slow periods versus fast periods of growth?
Yes. I did reach a point where I thought that was happening.
Hmm.
Most people call it a shadow ban.
Yeah.
And I thought that was happening at a certain point. Because I always figured that the audience that you're catering to, once they get locked into the way a show goes, they don't like it when something changes. If you look at syndicated television over the years, their programming, you know, there's a template. And they would follow seasonal patterns. So if the show changed, at any point, it would be seasonal change.
Hmm.
And it was always intended to improve the show, but not change it completely. And whenever that happened, you would notice that the audience would fall off. Like if they changed a character and replaced them,
mm-hmm.
people didn't like that. You know, they don't like it today when characters are swapped for other individuals or other actors.
Yeah.
They don't like it when you change intro music or end credit music. And so I tried to keep a consistency with that with YouTube in spite of their algorithm changes. Because what YouTube was trying to do was become television,
mm-hmm.
the way it was intended to be throughout time, you know, throughout syndication. And so I knew that going in, that this was going to be the deal. But YouTube has been experimenting with, you know, the way their algorithm functions and things like that. And so they try to curve the profanity, the language. They try to curve the way material was presented to children, even though that's very hard to, they're trying to right now do it legally, but it's still very hard to control. And so I always thought, okay, with these algorithm changes, my channel is going to be shadow banned by talking about certain subjects, right? Because they didn't really like the conspiracy channels or, you know, yeah. of that nature to be on YouTube until they realize, you know, people like this subject. And with everything that's going on, it's very relevant. So now it's once again a good time to talk about these things because they're starting to favor channels who are talking about these things. So, you know, now's our time, you know, yeah. to shine, if anything.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, with the Epstein files and disclosure, I mean, these are things that, you know, not too long ago within our platform's history would have been, you know, demonetization, you know, possible strike on channel for talking about, you know, the Epstein stuff and the details of that. It's like now that it's, oh, you have something, push that. We'll push that, you know? And I also noticed that we have, so we have memberships on our website and YouTube, and the YouTube you know, I subscribe to my own channel on my personal account, and the YouTube will push my channel's member episodes to me as something I might be interested. And the one thing that it recently has been pushing a lot is an episode we came out with maybe like 2 months ago talking about Iran's the Prince of Persia in Iran. And I was looking at that. I was like, I think it's because of everything that's going on with Iran. It's like suggesting this might be something you're interested in. And so it's definitely something where right now with all this stuff that we're, that we deal with and how it's kind of manifesting in the news.
Yeah.
It's helpful for sure. And speaking of news, there's been this, and I haven't talked about it much on my show, but the UFOs that are so large that they can't be moved and they're building. I know of one that they said that they're building a building around it. I don't know if there's multiple. Representative Eric Burleson recently got, I think he got the okay to visit one of those sites. And I don't think he has yet, but I'm going to be later this year, I'm going to be sitting down with him and talking with him. And I'm hoping he visits it before I sit down and talk with him, because I want to pick his brain.
Yeah.
You know,
that'd be really cool.
Yeah. So I know you've talked about this on your channel recently. What do you make of this whole thing when it comes to these UFOs that are so large, they're building buildings around it? Are these things that like landed and they're finding them, or are they being excavated in their ancient UFOs?
I believe they're ancient. A lot of them are. I would be very interested in knowing the location once you have that sit down. Because what you'll find is that they can be, they're all over the place. But these craft are everywhere. Massive, like huge UFOs. They're hinted at in movies. They're hinted at in ancient texts. And in particular, in Egypt, they've tried to cover these craft up. They've tried to flood tunnels, poured concrete down tunnels. I heard that they've even activated one, didn't know how to turn it off.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not good.
And they had to rebury it. So, I mean, you know, when you look at a lot of these ruins, you have to ask yourself what these ruins sit on top of, what's buried underneath. And you have to ask yourself what was on top of these ruins. Because a lot of what we're seeing are not ruins, they're basements. Because if you think about a basement in a house, it's concrete. It'll be the only thing left after years and years and years. After the wood's gone, after the metal's gone, all the plastic is eroded away, the only thing left would be the foundation. And so what we are seeing with these stone structures, a lot of them are just the basements to something that was much grander, you know. And so a lot of people, you know, they look at it and they're like, oh, that was the structure, it's just a little eroded away. Yeah. I'm like, no, this was just the basement of something else, of something that sat on top of it. But that's gone now.
Wow.
And so the only thing that's left is the basement. And so that's where you're going to find all the things that were stored right on that level. This is why when you go into that's why everything was right there instead of deeper. As a matter of fact, the deeper you go, the more advanced the technology gets. And so with these craft, what's happening is they're uncovering them and they can't move them. They don't know how to move them. And I think I think that they're not able to move them even if they wanted to. Even if they had all the equipment in the world to move them, I think that they're gravitationally or magnetically stuck there in place.
Hmm.
So nothing can move it. I had a theory about them being prisons for entities because of the structures that were built around some of them. And I had to look into it. And I've talked about this on my channel before about shape power, right?
Shape power.
Shape power.
Okay.
And that's basically the idea that certain geometric shapes collect and they connect energy and they can contain energy. And the way something is shaped, that's how the energy flows through it. So you take a pyramid. I've demonstrated this on my channel before. I've taken chopsticks and I've taken aluminum wire and I formed the pyramid with these chopsticks. And I took the pyramid and I cut up an apple and a banana. And you can see they oxidize pretty quickly. You can see it, you know, getting brown. They turn brown pretty quickly. Under this pyramid, it took multiple times longer for it to oxidize.
Hmm.
And so I realized, okay, that worked, because I did it several times over, and it was always the same result. I would take the same fruit and put it outside the pyramid and inside the pyramid, and it would always take much longer for the fruit to oxidize under the pyramid. And so that's where all this concept comes from about the preservation of energy. You can take a razor blade and put it inside that pyramid and your blade will last longer. The way I can explain it is that there's vertices, so there's points on the pyramid, right? At the angles, and that's where the energy enters into. The lines from one vertices to another that's where the energy travels along those lines. So if you think about a hexagon shape, right? The six-sided hexagon, which is common shape you see in, you know, beehives. It's a beehive shape. Bees are interesting topic too. And all the energy flows in and it vortexes to the center. And at the center, it dissipates outward. So in a pyramid, all the energy vortexes within the pyramid all the way to the apex, and then it disperses out through the apex. And that's how the energy travels through the pyramid. But you can use these shapes, right, as containment fields for energy, for certain negative energy. And that's what they were used for. Like the some of the seals of Solomon, some of these ancient magic symbols are actually containment spells.
Wow.
For entities.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.